Hey everyone, it's your Dungeon Maestro Kyle, back with Allie and Goody again.
Hello!
Hey!
So just like last time, we wanted to do something fun for everyone who's listening, but we also want to let you know that it's not our normal thing, so if you're just joining us for the first time, welcome. Normally, it's a musical D&D show for you people who don't know, but right now we're just having some musical fun while we're on our own. Spurrier's still in recovering, what with the injuries and everything.
Yeah.
So speaking of an update with that, Goodrich, can you give me the skinny?
Sure, yeah. So everything is still on the mend. He had his first round of physical therapy and it went well, so that's good.
Good.
He's getting his full range of motion back and all that. He got hooked up to some sort of electro machine-y doodad to help loosen up his muscles for exercising and
sweet
whatnot. So the craziest thing he actually told me was that apparently if your clavicle is shortened or displaced, I think, by 2 centimeters or more, then you need surgery. His was displaced by 1.4 centimeters. Yeah, he was only six millimeters away from surgery. So that's the difference between just a couple of weeks and a couple of months, millimeters. So, but yeah, that kind of explains why it was so painful for him to sit upright for too long because his shoulder was getting pulled around and stuff. But
yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, so, but physical therapy should help get it back in place. But yeah, that's pretty much it. He's doing better, slowly but surely.
Awesome. Thank you, Goodrich, for that Spurrier update.
Beep, 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 beep.
Oh, so back to you in the studio, Kyle.
I've got a new update here. We have a thank you coming in to our listeners for your patience and understanding during this time.
From us.
From all of us. Hopefully you are enjoying the Songs of Rust that we're doing, and we definitely enjoy making them. Last week was, the last 2 weeks actually, were a lot of fun, and we're excited to put these together. So we're gonna keep going on these Bard Libs. So before we get to that, let's go ahead and do our giveaway.
Yes.
So again, every week when we release these little Song of Rest episodes, we're going to do a drawing to pick 2 listeners who are going to receive the set of 9 Bombarded stickers from our Redbubble shop. And we're also going to do a print of the Chaos Sauce Volume 1 album artwork. We're going to sign it, the Bards of Chaos Sauce.
Maybe all, Kyle too.
Maybe me. We'll see. I don't know. But all you have to do to be entered is follow us on Twitter, like, and retweet the tweet about this episode that goes out on Tuesday, July 3rd, which we're going to pin to our profile on that day, and you'll be good to go to be entered into the contest.
Yeah.
So for this first drawing, we've got everyone who participated mapped out on a spreadsheet. We've got numbers assigned to you. Goodrich is going to use a random number generator to pick the 2 winners. So Goodrich, go ahead and give me those sweet numbers.
Woo, here we go.
88. All right, number 88 is Hobby Heroes Cast.
Yay!
Congratulations, awesome. Hobby Heroes Cast. And let's go ahead and find out our second winner.
Here we go.
36.
Okay.
36.
36 is Spy Gadget. So, at Spy cool. Gadget and all at right. Hobby Heroes Cast, we will hit you up on Twitter so we can get this merch to you.
Sweet.
Thank you all for your participation. And don't forget that you have a couple more opportunities to, get in on that. Be sure to retweet and like and follow us. Do all the things that we did for this one, and you'll be re-entered into the next one. And I think we're going to move on to the Bard Libs now and have ourselves some musical delights.
You know we're going to move on to the Bard Libs now, Kyle.
I know. Unless I have something else to say. Nope, Bard Libs. All right, so we're going to do Bard Libs, where we take some of our favorite songs and insert some wacky wild words into them, and this time we're going to be using your listener-submitted words.
Yep.
Again, Goodrich, we've chosen songs.
Yes, so this time we're going to do Baby Got Back by Sir Mix-a-Lot, because Allie really freaking wanted to.
I think it'll be awesome.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be funny.
So Allie will take the reins on that one, and we've got the SpongeBob theme song, so we'll go to
awesome
town.
Awesome sauce.
Yeah, so you can keep sending in your words using hashtag BardLibs, BardLibs. We're going to do 4 today, release 2 during this episode, then 2 later. So we've got all the words we need for those, but we're going to be doing 2 more after that, so we'll need words for that. And yeah.
Yeah, so keep them coming.
And without further ado, let's dive right into BardLibs.
BardLibs.
Okay, so just like last time, I've numbered the ones that we're doing today. And,
sounds good.
So here, Allie, you shuffle
right,
them up.
Shuffle, shuffle.
And then Kyle gets to choose one.
There you go.
All right.
Okay. Okay, so you've got it. So, and then we have our list of words from listeners here. Each of us has one, so we'll pick from them. And go, Kyle, go.
All right, we'll start with Goodrich. Can you give me an adjective?
Gonna go with cursed from Emmy Burb.
Alrighty. Allie, give me a plural noun.
Pop-Tarts from at Mace and Craig.
Okay. Proper noun for me. I'm going to go with Joe Biden from at Sina Pivixen. And Goodrich, can you give me a verb?
Yes. Defenestrate. There are two people that sent that one in. At Linetics570 and MSBRDP.
All right. So, Allie, give me a verb.
Let's do Boop by Waylon Rage. at Waylon Rage.
All right. And I have a noun, so I'm going to do Wiener Dog by at Flyer Maria Games.
Nice.
Goodrich, can you give me a noun?
Bean from Schwartzy7.
Sweet.
This is so much easier.
Yeah, this
Thank
is way
you.
Easier. Thank you.
Good words.
Allie, give me an adjective.
Let's do thick, like
T-H-I-C-C.
Yeah. Oh, and it's at Waylon Rage again.
Hey.
Nice. All right, and I'm going to pull one from an email from Cadis and use soluble. And Goodrich, if you can give me a color.
Yep, and I'm going to go with Puce from at Flyer Maria Games.
Okay.
I think Puce is like dark red.
Yeah.
It's like, okay.
All right, and adjective, Allie.
I'm going to use Toothless by at Glasses Person. I am also a glasses
person. Me too.
Person. Oh, we all
so
are.
So is Kyle
I'm a glasses
today.
Person.
Not Spurrier,
Thank you
though.
At glasses person.
Well, Spurrier has 20/20 vision. He actually has better than 20/20 vision.
Yeah, he's better than all of us. We already
so
know
he
that.
Can see those keys.
That's right.
I have an adjective, which I'm going to use, oozing, from at indubitably Kia. So, Goodrich, can you give me a noun?
Malarkey from Manamogan.
All right. We're going to go to a verb with Allie. Give me a verb.
How about Blast Off by at Snappy Vixen?
Sweet. And I'm going to go, I have a verb, so I'm going to do Bum Fuzzle, which is also from at Manamogan. And yeah, that's it. That's it.
Cool.
That's right. The last one.
All roll right. The drums up.
Cool, cool. Let's roll those drums.
Let's do it. All right. Coin toss. Ooh, tails.
Ooh.
That's a new one. And the pattern is 44.
44.
Rock 47, and the drum kit, 78, which is Techno 01.
Ooh. All right.
Sweet.
So just like last time, to preserve our innocence as to what the next song is, we'll go ahead and put whatever the song winds up being here. And yeah, woohoo, song number one.
Yay. Okay, so the first song on the docket is going to be SpongeBob SquarePants.
Okay.
Oh, these words are going to be
good.
Give us a sheet. Yeah, here's your sheets.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, how do we want to do this?
Yeah, so we had the tempo at like 120 for SpongeBob.
Yeah.
We listened to the drums and, I don't know, maybe we speed it up to 240 just so that it's a little bit of like a...
120 double time, yeah.
Okay.
So who's going to sing what now?
Right. Yes, I feel like you should do like the captain part.
Yes,
I will be
Dungeon Master.
I will
we'll be
Painty the
children.
Pirate.
All the kids. Okay.
Yeah, you're not kids.
Right. Yep.
Listener, you'll find out what they are here in a second.
Let's do it.
So let's go. Are you cursed, Pop-Tarts?
Aye, Joe Biden.
I can't defenestrate you.
Aye, Joe Biden.
Oh, who poops in a wiener dog under the sea?
Beans, Bob, thick pants.
Soluble and puce and toothless is he.
Beans, Bob, thick pants.
If oozing malarkey be something you wish.
Beans, Bob, thick pants.
Then blast off on the deck and bum fuzzle like a fish.
Beans, Bob, thick pants.
Ready?
Beans, Bob, thick pants. Beans, Bob, thick pants. Beans, Bob, thick pants. Beans, Bob, thick pants.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Yahar.
On to the next one. Hey everyone, it's Goodrich. Really quick, I'm editing right now, and I just wanted to let everyone know that if you submitted words last week and you don't hear them in this episode, don't worry. We still have two more Bard Libs next week that we're using the words we got last week for. We just recorded all the Bard Libs that we're doing this week and next week last Saturday using the words that you submitted last week. So we just wanted to make sure that everyone knows that we were able to use words from everybody who submitted. Just in this one that you're hearing now, it was actually the later session that we did. So we start tossing in more words of our own. But Don't worry. Hopefully all that makes sense. We just wanted to be pedantic in letting everyone know that we were able to use words from everybody, just some won't be used until next week. So thank you again for submitting. Hope you're enjoying the Bard Libs. It is late, so I'm going to go. And yeah, have a good day. See ya.
All right, Allie, if you'll go ahead and hand me the other piece of paper so we can get these words done.
Yes, sir. Here it is.
Thank you. Thank you. We'll start. I'm going to start this one. I've let you guys start all the other ones. So I'm going to give a plural noun, which I'm going to go with mini M&Ms, which was submitted by at Schwartzy7 and at 101Rosebud101.
Doubling up.
Doubling up.
That's a good one.
Allie, can you give me a plural noun?
What do you want?
What do you want?
Rabbits by at Telesthesian.
Okay. Goodrich, give me a noun.
Avocados from Mexico, which is from...
Is that the whole thing? You're doing avocados from Mexico?
Just avocado, okay, just avocado, okay. Which is from Super Emily, who emailed it to us.
Sweet. I have a noun, so I am going to choose banana hammock from at Mason Craig. Yes. Let's go on to the adjective that Allie needs to give me.
And this one's going to come from our email from Akio, and it's going to be rubbery.
Mm. All right. Goodrich, give me a past tense verb.
I'll do flambé, but I'll make it flambéed.
Okay.
From @Linetics570.
Awesome sauce. I have a noun. I'm going to do flagella from @MistyForest5607.
Flagella.
Flagella.
It's like from cell, I believe. Biology? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Allie, can you give me a past tense verb?
Bamboozled by @Telesthesian.
Alrighty. Goodrich. Plural noun, please.
Well, I did look it up. It's a lash-like appendage that protrudes from the cell body of a certain bacterial and something cells.
Remember my sweet biology lessons.
So, woohoo.
Another science time with Bombardier.
Oh, boy. It helps it swim through the whatever cells swim through.
All that stuff.
Not going there. Give me a plural noun.
Ice skates from Metz Girl.
Okay. And I have a past tense verb, so I'm going to do shelved, which is from @RockFactBabe.
Allie, that's a rock fact.
Give me a verb ending in ing.
Flailing by @FitchinUp.
Okay. Goody. Give me a noun.
Let's do... I'm going to combine two. Okay.
Go for it.
Let's do soppy potato man.
Soppy potato man. Very nice.
Respectively @EggPaints and @MistyForest5607.
Alrighty. I have a noun that I need to use. I'm going to go with smidgen from @NBWerewolf. Allie, can you give me a plural noun?
Let's do waves by @AristaHeron.
Okay. Goodrich, give me a noun.
Noun is air vent. Going back to @MetzGirl.
Nice.
Sweet.
Because it's hot outside.
Yeah, speaking of hot, I'm just going to throw one in there that's made me think of, let's go with sweaty. Adjective. That's just me.
Yeah. So. It's like 102 today. Fahrenheit.
Okay, Allie, can you give me a noun?
Brain tissue by @MistyForest5607.
Someone's been listening to the podcast.
What?
Brain tissue?
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Goodrich, give me a proper noun.
Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Eye on that one. Yes. @MistyForest5607.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And I have a noun I need to provide, which is I'm going to choose from one of our email submissions from Akio. Boutonniere.
Nice.
Allie, can you give me a verb ending in ing?
I'm going to add ing under this one. This one's from Akio, and I'm going to do gnawing. Gnawing.
Okay. Goodrich, also a verb ending in ing.
Yep. I'll just do staining.
Staining.
It was stained, but add ing.
Adjective. Let me move around the list a little bit.
Yeah.
We'll go with groovy from @IndubitablyKia. Allie, give me an adjective too.
I think it's time. I know the Discord doesn't like it, but it's going to be...
All together.
Moist.
You're welcome. And that's from @its_ab_baby.
Sorry, Mana.
Well done.
Yeah.
All right. Goodrich, give me a noun.
Let's do harpsichord. By Telethesian.
Alrighty. I'm gonna do a plural noun now, so I'm just going to throw one out there myself again. Let's do mud flaps.
Been hanging under that one. The old mud flaps.
Yeah, mud flaps. You know, like things on the back of a truck.
He's been driving a lot.
Yeah.
It's fair. There's a lot out
on
there.
On the road again.
Oh, did you get one down?
All right. Chill it, Willie. All right. Allie, give me a plural noun.
All right. This one's coming from Cadis, who emailed us, and it's going to be jorts.
Jorts.
Sweet. Yes. Goodrich. Noun.
Let's do knuckle.
Alrighty.
Heck yeah.
I have a verb that I need to give, so we'll do probe.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
Allie, can you give me a noun?
You know what? I'm going to throw one in there, too. You've been having fun over there, so it's going to be gack.
Gack.
Okay, Goodrich, can you give me a plural noun?
Randy's toenails. Yeah. Went for that one. At Fly Maria Games.
Okay, that takes me to a noun, which I'm going to choose onomatopoeia from at MSBRDP. Mzburdb.
I'm sure that's going to be fun to fit in there.
Yeah. Allie, noun.
How about Bubble Wrap by Akio?
All right. Then we'll go to Goodrich for a verb.
Poop.
Okay.
Just from me.
Poop, just from Goodrich. All right. Thank you, everyone.
Say poop.
Thank you, everybody. Good night.
All right.
And I have a noun, so I will choose periwinkle, which is from at Lily Kedge. Allie, can you give me a noun?
Let's do placenta by at Mason Craig.
Why do you smile like that? That
word? Sorry.
Well, that's how that one wraps up. So we're going to do the drums for this one.
Drum time.
Allie?
All right.
Are you
cocked?
Serious?
How do you get a cocked coin?
Oh, it's a tail.
All these freaking cables on this table.
Okay. Pattern is 19.
Oh.
Which is rock 27.
Hey.
And the kit is 53, which is reggaeton 3.
Yep.
It's going to be a reggaeton of fun.
Yes. And all right.
Right.
Alrighty.
To the song. Okay, well, that leaves the other one to be Baby Got Back.
I'll take it.
Allie, I think, yeah. Since this is all you.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear God. Okay.
All right. So tempo for the drums was
125-ish.
Okay.
Cool.
And yeah, let's do it to it.
Get to start those drums.
All righty. I like big mini M&Ms, and I cannot lie. You other rabbits can't deny. When an avocado walks in with the itty-bitty banana hammock in the everything face, you get fun-bait. Want to pull up tusks? Because you notice that flagella was bamboozled? Deep in the ice, because she's wearing. I'm shelved, and I can't stop flailing. Oh, stoppy potato man, I want to sit with you and take your smidgen. My waves tried to warm me, but that air vent you got make me so sweaty. Ooh, brain tissue. You say you want to get in my Indiana Jones? Well, use me. Use me, because I ain't your average boutonniere. I've seen her gnawing. To hell with staining. She's groovy, moist. Got it going like a turbo harpsichord. I'm tired of mud flaps, saying flat jorts all the thing. Take the average knuckle and ask him that. She's gonna say probing gack. So Randy's toenails, Randy's toenails. Has your automatopoeia got the bubble wrap? Tell him to poop it. Poop it. Poop it. Not the periwinkle. Baby got placenta.
Oh, no. It kind of works at the end, though, baby. Kind of placenta.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, at God. Least it works at the end.
Oh, well done. Oh, that.
Dude. I think I said all the words. It got real tricky there.
We're going to pause and come right back. Pause okay, it. Everybody. So, yeah, there's your Bard Libs for this week. As always, Sprayer. Feel better, buddy.
Yeah.
We miss you.
We miss you. That would have gone so much better with keys.
Yeah. The things we could do. Yes. Oh, man.
So, as always, you can submit using hashtag BardLibs. We already have the words we need for next week, but the week after, we're going to be doing more. So.
Yeah, just because there's more time to collect things. So.
Exactly.
And it gives you more time to think.
Exactly.
So,
yeah.
So that's going to wrap it up for us for now. Be sure to retweet the tweet for this week's episode. Follow us, like it, so you can be entered into next week's drawing to get some sweet merch. We are going to put the tweet out around 10 a.m. today, Central Standard Time, of course, because we're in Texas. If you want to keep up with us outside of all this, don't forget our website, bombardedcast.com. We have bombarded.bandcamp.com you can go to if you want to listen to the tunes outside of everything. I think that's it.
So, yeah.
As usual, Spurrier.
Feel better.
Feel better,
buddy. Listeners, again, thank you for tuning in. We appreciate it. Catch you next week.
Bye.